operating my radio.
Falcon, N4HHC.
I just want to leave you here and check in on the net, and I'll get out of your way, over.
Starting shortly, and so they'll have a little introduction, and then an opportunity to have Echolink check-ins, and that's doing it over a computer, and then they'll start with radio check-ins, and they'll do that based on your first letter after your number. So you'll be in the Alpha through Delta group.
Thank you. I will try to stick around for a while. Thanks for the information. This is Ken WA4BVW near Landrum, South Carolina.
Yeah, no, that'll be great, Ken. You'll enjoy it, and I'm sure the net control will give you any assistance you need there. So we look forward to hearing you check in on the net. And not a problem if you check in at the wrong time, but for the most part, we try to check in according to our, you know, our first letter after the number. Anyway, so I'm in the group after you because my is H, so that's the Echo Through Hotel group. All right, Ken, we'll be waiting for the net here, N4HHC.
I'll remember to check in here in a few minutes, WA4BVW.
Ben Marvin Net. WFCM Davis, someone calling net tonight.
CQ. The internet controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John. I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located at top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545072. Any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Hearing none, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to make you portion. We'll begin with the early check-ins tonight. Net would like to recognize W4FCM Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI. Also like to welcome Shane, KJ4HYC. Appreciate y'all checking in early. We'll now move on to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. I'm on my way home from work, and we'll be at the QTH here in a couple minutes. 7-3, and then I'll turn the radio on.
I'd like to recognize W2MJB, Mark, out there moping around. Mark, did you want to check in Wendy while you're at it?
KN4RJN, W2MJB. Yeah, I can check her in. I just hadn't had her request it since I was traveling, and I thought I'd just hit myself. But go ahead and check Wendy in. I'll tell her I checked her in when I get home. That's KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4th, Hotel Tanglebaba, and that's Wendy. Thanks for checking us in, John.
I'd like to recognize KN4HTP Wendy. Any other Echolink stations, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. If you do not have audio capability, I will check you in via text message if that's necessary. But please check in. This is KN4RJN, Net Control from Blue Ridge to your internet. We'll come back to Echo Lake stations in a minute. Monday. Tonight being Monday night, we'll start with the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
4RJN. You're getting a lot of practice, so please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll try and be negative tonight, but we'll stick around.
RJN. Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comments.
Sarah Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Warren in 4HHC over there in Taylor's, and Harry, KC4EZN up there in Chandler. Harry, you know I'm not going to let you off that easy. We're going to have to chat. And K4GAT, Mike, over at Simpsonville, and W4FHJ, that's Gene, over in Taylor's. And my echo link just went down. I don't know why. There we go. Now it's back. And we had a couple Echolink stations on there that have not checked in yet. So, Echolink stations only. Please check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Jasper, Florida. Negative and negative. Just listening.
Jan, that's the old Blue Ridge Stateroom Internet. I'd like to welcome Jim down there in Jasper, Florida. It's probably a little warmer down there than it was here today, and today it was pretty warm. So watch out for the hurricanes heading your way. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations? Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Richard over there in Slaptown, KK4 FTU. Thanks for stopping by, Richard. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
RJN. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and the family. Good evening to everyone. No traffic, no comments.
RJN. Good evening, John. This is Sam, KG4LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, and Liberty. Thank you, sir. Have a good night. 73.
4RJN, to India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI on HT, and Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
And 4RJN. King John, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like welcome James, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, KK4JFO, and W4IOE, Sydney, up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, Sid. Thanks for coming on down to our net.
Sydney runs a net up there in out of Chandler on Sunday nights at, is it 8 o'clock or 8:30, Sydney?
I bet you, John, that before I went.
Roger that. And KG4LPF, Sam, over there in Liberty. Good to hear you, Sam. And our good buddy Andy, KI4LZI, up there on the Table Rock up in Pickens County. And Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you said, tell Donna we said hi. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike through Papaw group. Mike through Papaw, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
November 4, Mike, November, November, Marty and Easley, in and out, good evening everyone.
Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Tango, James and Anderson, negative and negative.
RJN, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
Control. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat, Portable, Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Lorena. Always good to hear you. Tell Rick we said hi. And Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And tell Michelle we said hi. They're all in Piedmont. And Marty, N4MNN. I can't say that three times fast, Marty. Over there in Easley, thanks for stopping by. KD4OTW. James, you're way down there in the noise, but I pulled you out, so we got you checked in. Over there in Anderson. And K4OIM, Walt, right here in Inman. And K4OSH, Pat, out there mobiling around. You take care out there on the road, Pat. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Going to slide on down the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJM. Sierra Uniform Golf. K4SUG. Ray Travers S. No traffic. Good
evening. Kilowatt Foxtrot 4. Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea. With no traffic, no round table.
This is Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for hosting the net again tonight, and tell everybody 73 for me.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome JD, KF, I can't read, KF4RVH, and Robert, K4RHF. And just before JD, there was another station, sir, and I did not catch your call sign. Could you come back to me, please?
Hey, did you get me?
Copy, K4SUG, and that's Ray, over there in Traveler's Rest. Is that correct, Ray? Sir, thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, please check in Kilo.
Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, K2 TXJ, Jim, Ian Taylor's, LP negative and negative.
For RJH. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative, 73.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome James, KA2TXJ, over there in Taylor's. And Chris, WN4S. Thank you all for stopping by. Appreciate it. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Uniform Through Zulu Group. Uniform Through Zulu Group. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landon Mobile Easley, negative, negative.
JN. For Papa Romeo Sierra, Peter in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina.
And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Landon, KG4WNB. Thanks for stopping by, Landon. And Peter, K4PRS, up there in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. And K4XB, Tom, over there in Holney Path. Thank you all for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo, W4NDK, Nate, in Charlotte, 73.
Turn, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, and my name's John, and my location is in Honeya Pipe, South Carolina. I just got through calling to Anderson, South Carolina, NED on 146-790. We have a NED over every night at 8:30, and we'd like to invite everybody that can come over and check in with us over there at 8:30, and I'm a NED controller on Monday nights, so we have a NED every night over there. So everybody can kind of come over and check in with us, and we appreciate it. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the NED, and I'll just be in and out tonight.
Is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome W4NDK, and sir, I did not catch your name, if you come back to me here in just a moment. And KF4CKT, John, over there in, over in Honey Path. And John, appreciate the invite to the Andersonet. I did check into that just a little bit ago. But thank you all for coming on over here. W4NDK, can you come back with your name, sir?
W4NDK, Nate, or Nathan, in South Charlotte, 73.
Nate, somehow I got your call sign wrong. Could you give that to me one more time, sir?
There's a lot of scratch on my side coming that direction, I'm sure. Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo. That's Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo, Nate in South Charlotte, 73. Thanks for letting me check in. Sorry I'm checking in out of turn today.
It's not a problem, Nate. W4NDK, Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo. Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay, Nate, thank you all for checking in. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'm going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now for patient group tonight, the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN.
Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Edmond. It'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Please
Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for picking it up again, John.
This is KN4RJN, that's Carl Blue Ridge, 2 minutes late. Net, I'll learn how to talk here in a minute. White Core from David, David, I always have problems here, call sign. KO4AOW, I'll get it straight here in a minute. Right here in Inman, thanks for stopping by. And W4DJW, David, this is starting to get to be a full-time job. I hadn't really anticipated that, but anyway, thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN, WA4 Bravo Victor Whiskey, WA4 BZW Ken, Landrum, South Carolina. I'll be listening. Thanks for calling the net for us.
JN. Bilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative. This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge, 2 minute net. I got a frog in my throat. Like, welcome, Ken, WA4BVW, over there in Landrum. Thanks for stopping by, Ken. And KB1BNT, James, over there in Greer. I want to thank y'all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN.
Echo, November, Delta. Hey, buddy. We're at Taylor. Send me negative. I'd like to say hello to Ray and JD. I heard them checking in. Long time, no folks over checking in. That's where they are. I'll see you later.
Negative, negative. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. Last calling station. You're way down in noise. Can you come back with your call sign again? Slowly, sir.
Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta.
There, I copy. Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. That's William over there in Taylor's. Is that correct, sir?
Buddy, William,
Buddy. Buddy, appreciate your patience with me. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet, now securing the 4-month portion of the net with our thanks for everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, except Harry. And we will now begin the right queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag shoes. Harry, I forgot your call sign. Where'd you go? I know you're up there in Candler somewhere. Give me a call.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. What you want me to say tonight, John?
Well, brother, we got to stretch this thing out and wait for second shift to show up, so tell me what you've been up to today.
Well, let's see, this morning I got up and ate breakfast, had a big cup of coffee, worked on the radio a little bit. I have been looking for the perfect field day antenna, and the perfect field day antenna is one that works reasonably well and goes up in a hurry. And I tripped over a YouTube video. Had an interesting title. It says, how do you feed a pole tenna? That's P-O-L-E-T-E-N-N-A. And so I watched it, and the guy's name is John Fortune. His call is N6NBC, and he's written several articles over the last couple of years for some really interesting antennas in the QST. He made an antenna out of a Harbor Freight 20-foot, whatever you call it, self-erecting or collapsing flagpole. And that got my brain to thinking, and I looked in my storage building and had
over the years collected some tent poles, 1-inch diameter aluminum tubing, and when I stacked them all together, I had 22 feet. So I put the thing together as a 20-foot off-center fed vertical dipole, feed it with RG-213 through and then I put a choke right there at the antenna, and then I feed it with about 50 feet of RG-213 and just basically the mismatch lost with the tuner. But anyway, I have, in the past year, I can put that antenna up in about 20 minutes, and I have worked all but Oregon and South Dakota, and I've also worked 44 countries with 20 feet of aluminum tubing. So that to me was my perfect field day antenna, because I can take it apart, put it in the car, put it back together, and be on the air in a relatively short period of time. So I spent this morning in South Dakota and Oregon. I heard a guy from Oregon, but he never heard me. And anyway, that's what we've been doing, plus trying to stay cool. I think it hit maybe mid-80s sometime today. I don't know. I was working on I work with Boy Scouts and had a merit badge presentation to do online. Since summer camp is closed, they're doing virtual merit badges using Zoom, and they asked me to do one on personal management. And so I put a PowerPoint presentation together to make that. And Zoom's got a button you can click that will let the people see what your screen sees. So we're going to try that out in a couple of weeks and see how it works. I've done one on communications already, and that was kind of interesting, because the way the merit badges are worded, you get, they're worded like you're going to be face-to-face with the scout. And, of course, with the restrictions and whatever, that's not going to work, but we can still do it online. And basically, when it says share, that's called send me an email, and things like that. So it works. But anyway, that's what we've been doing. Other than checking into the other net and picking up, getting a lot of good practice being a net operator. You're getting really good at this, John. We'll turn it back to you. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Here, that sounds like some impressive engineering on that antenna. You're going to have to do a YouTube video on that or something. Let me take a break here. I've got an EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only. Please call W4. No, that's your call sign. Call me, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. This is Whistle Delta Foxtrot. Don, located in Inland. Good evening, everyone.
This is KN4RJN. That's Control of Blue Ridge Supernet. I'd like to welcome Don, W4DF. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, like to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Kilo Mike 4, Echo Yankee Whiskey, this is Nick in Anderson. No traffic, no roundtable.
KC4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, John, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Rusty, W2T. Say that three times fast. And Nick, KM4EYW. And Bill, KC4W, both in Anderson. Thank you all for stopping by. Rusty, you're always good for a couple of comments. You got anything for us this evening?
Between nets on 40 meters. I did a sideband net a while ago, and I've got going to be checking into a CW net here shortly. So I'm just waiting on them to get wound up and get started. So not doing a whole lot, just sitting here at home between the radio and the computer trying to get a lot of things done.
Do that, Rusty. Well, you have a good evening playing with all that stuff. This is KN4 RJN, that's Gulf Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Like to check in, please call KN4RJN or net control. This is KN4RJN, net control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Terry, you still in there?
Well, yeah, you want me to make up another story? Or you want to tell one?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I haven't got a whole lot of story to tell. My daughter and my granddaughter showed up this afternoon, and we had supper, and the dog sure misses my granddaughter, so they had a good walk, and I was going to do some work out in the yard, and I walked outside and said, nope, this ain't happening today, so I came back inside. Been working inside most of the day, but anything else going on in your world? How's that working out with the Boy Scouts?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN, it is a challenge. Different units have come up with some interesting ways to do things, and Zoom seems to be the mechanism of choice. I've read some reviews on the different virtual services like that, and Zoom and I think was it Google Groups seem to be the two that people like the most, and then Microsoft's got a product, but they've got theirs linked into Office 365. So, but anyway, it is kind of interesting, and in the communication badge class I worked on, had one kid who was in Richmond, Virginia. These are kids that were going to come to our scout camp up here, which they closed. North Carolina is still a little tighter on meeting sizes. I made a joke, and it probably was not appreciated in some places, but we can have a group meeting of 10 unless it's a funeral, and then you can have 50. And that's as far as I'll go with that, or at least on the air. It's not very kind and polite, but still, with that meeting size, it makes it a little bit difficult to do things. I also work with a Cub Scout pack, and when you bring a kid and a parent, 10 people doesn't go very far, so we sort of shut all that down. Plus, the church we work with has closed for the duration. So it's just kind of challenging, but it does show that if you really want to, you can make it work. And I've been real surprised. Most of these kids are into this stuff, and one of them showed me how to show something on a screen. There is a button on Zoom that you click, and what it does is it shows everybody else what you're looking at on your screen. So he had put something together he wanted to show me, and he set that up, and I could look at it, and he could look at it. Of course, everybody else that's in the class can look at it too. But it's a challenge, but it's not anything like meeting like we normally did, and of course they've tried to have a virtual camp out, and I'm not sure how that worked. The interesting thing is they're having rock climbing merit badge online, and I asked one of the professionals how you climbed a mountain virtually, and he just says very, very carefully, but they have a local guy who his business is running a climbing wall, and he has put something together, so they've got somebody that knows what they're doing to do this. So I was almost tempted to see if I could sign up for the class and see how that's done, but that's what's keeping us busy, and it's been kind of fun watching the grass grow, and we've got a yellow fox wandering around in our neighborhood, and I'm not the only one that's seen him, so, or her maybe. A neighbor was telling me that he'd seen the fox with a litter, and I've never seen a yellow fox before, so, and it's got a white tip on its tail, so somewhere there's some other kind of canine mixed in with that animal, but it was just kind of a surprise to look out the window. Bang, there's this yellow thing that looks a whole lot like a fox. The shape of the head and the ears and the little pointed nose, and, you know, I mean, it was a fox. Anyway, well, quit with that, John. You're going to have to make up the next story. Either that, or if we get to do this another night, I need to save something for the next time. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
Hey, Gary. This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge Simulator. I do have one little item here. My granddaughter has been down here for most of the quarantine, and I've been helping her with her schoolwork online. They're up in Greensboro, North Carolina, and they had their award ceremony the other day. It was a drive-by thing, and she got an award, and turns out I got an award. I got a certificate of achievement that the Western Guilford Middle School acknowledges that I have completed the fourth quarter via online distance learning. So it seems I have successfully made it through the sixth grade. Something to be proud of. But anyway, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, for check-ins or comments, or if you've got a good joke, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Off, John, KC4EZN.
I don't know what it is, Harry. Maybe it's my voice. Nobody wants to talk to me. But in any event, this is KN4RJN, Net Control of the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Last call, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu. Check-ins, comments, whatever, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control of Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Tomorrow night's Net Controller is apparently up. No, wait a minute. Oh, no, tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow night's Net Controller is hopefully not me. again. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for checking in. Please stand by for my Net Report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control of Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I want to thank everybody for stopping by and checking in. Now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all have a good night. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Good night. 4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Good night.
It's getting to be a full-time job. Who was supposed to have it tonight, you know?
I'm not sure. Maybe we'll hear from Mark or, I forgot her name. What's Mark's wife's name? I forgot her name. I was eating so a late lunch, late supper, so I'm not thinking too clearly. I was very hungry.
Cindy is who you're thinking of.
Yeah, maybe something came up. I don't know, but it happens, but I do appreciate you picking it up.
Well, like I said the other night, I go into standby mode about 8:30 because of what happened with Karen and then the other night. So I'm usually on standby, but I look at the calendar and I see who's got it, and I thought, well, you know, that's no problem. They'll pick it up. And then a minute went by, and a minute and a half went by. I thought, well, somebody's got to jump in there. So in any event, speaking of the calendar, on the website, the Net Control calendar doesn't seem to have been updated lately. Have you looked at that?
No, I haven't. Well, I looked at it when Wyatt put it up there, and he told me to go look at it, and I looked at it, and from what I saw, it looked okay. But that's been quite a while. Could be out of date.
Last time I looked at it, I know my name wasn't on it. And there were names on there I didn't recognize that I don't think I've heard. But in any event, you might want to have him update that so I got a little better clue. This is Monday, so supposedly tomorrow is either you or Karen. We're looking at an old calendar.
Yeah, it's Karen for the first couple of weekends, or weeks. For the first couple of weeks, it'll be Karen.
Yeah, I haven't heard her on the air in a while, so I don't know if she's still having... I know she caught it, last Tuesday. But I knew she was having some equipment problems there for a while, and I assume she got those worked out.
Yeah, the other time after the equipment was just that she was going to be working on a mask, on a face mask. So I called her for that time, but she should be here tomorrow night.
Well, like I said, I'm usually on standby. So if nothing happens in a minute and a half or 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, if I don't hear you jump in there, I will.
Okay, well, I was close to it. I was looking at the clock and looking at my buttons to get set up, but you went ahead and jumped in there, so I appreciate that.
Roger that. Next time I'm waiting on you, because I ran out of tea about halfway through the net, and my throat started getting dry, my throat started seizing up on me, so I was like, because I wasn't expecting to be able to do that, but anyway. Yeah, it was a good net. So, anyway, KM4RJN, I'm going back on out of here. You have a good evening. KM4RJN, clear.
Okay, John, good talking to you. Good net. KM4RJN, W4DJW, clear.
4DJW, KC4EZM.
Go ahead, Harry.
Sam, and I forgot to mention it in the net tonight, was asking about renewing his license, and I did that Friday night online. You have to learn FCC talk, because you don't renew your license, you renew your authorization. And that tripped me up a little bit. But anyway, when I went back after the net and looked, my license had been renewed. I'm good till 2030 now. I just got to live that long. And after poking around and learning that it was an authorization and not a license, I was able to print out a copy of it that said official copy, not... they put a watermark on it that tells you whether it's a duplicate or an original. And got that printed out and got to go. So you can stick that in your folder of useless knowledge. You can do it online, and evidently it's relatively automatic, because I figured it would be a workday job. But when I checked last night, it was approved Saturday, and I did it Friday night. So anyway, sitting here watching screensavers again, that can be one of those activities that absorbs time and gets nothing done on your part, but it's still fun. We'll turn it back to you and let you go by, Dave, and appreciate it. W4DJW, KC4ECM.
Well, appreciate the update, Harry. I did mine, I was doing the math in my head, 6 years ago. So that means I've been a ham for 16 years now, if the math in my head is right. And I think it is. And I'll have to do it again in 4 years, and I have to learn it. I had to go through the same experience you did to learn their language, renewing the right to, or the authorization or something like that. But I vaguely remember that. I'll have to learn it again when I get there. But I was able to look that up and give him the time frame, which is important, because what they do on your CCW is they tell you like 90 days out, but you can't refresh it until 30 days out, and then they don't remind you again. So they remind you just enough to give you enough time to forget it before it gets there, and then it expires. That's what happened to me. But 5 years later, I was able to refresh it. So, and you do have a 2-year grace period if you miss it. But anyway, good talking to you. I'm going to go back and finish up my supper. KC4EZ and W4DJW, clear.